Isaiah has a description, and oddly enough, at first it seems a little strange, a description of a mother nursing, carrying her child on her hip, sitting him on her knee, dangling a little girl. This is Isaiah's image of God himself, our Father, and he describes his relationship with us. He describes it in this way. It is, remember, God is the mother of God, sweet, delicate, tender, with mutual trust and mutual love that is never intrusive, but always there at the ready to open the door of the future to all your hopes and your dreams. Is it all saying, love intensifies experience? And I can give you a personal example of that, why love would intensify experience. My father lifting me up as I rushed into his arms, then dangling me on his knee, and smiling and singing the old nursery jingle, ride a hot horse to Banbury Cross, to see a fine lady upon a white horse, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes, she will make music wherever she goes. Very joyful, assured, playfulness and trust. Father and son, both, with the meaning of and the giving of and taking of love itself. My father laughing then, and with a final toss, high in the air, to be caught in his arms, hugged to his breast, at rest. I felt indeed like poor Lazarus in the bosom of Father Abraham, safe from all harm. And Isaiah the prophet says, behold your God. Behold your God, the one who dangles children on his knee. Now the prophet that ends the book of Isaiah gives us a vision of the future. And this is what God says. Rejoice, always rejoice and be glad. Take comfort and be consoled. This is an image of God's peace that conveys the presence of a father who cares for his children. Quote, and the Lord's power shall be seen and made manifest to all the world, especially those who serve him. The vision of Isaiah is fulfilled many years later in the birth of a child. And of course, the child is Jesus, the father's only begotten son, firstborn of many children, who rightly shall be called the children of God. And that is what we are. If we have any name as a group, we are our children of God. Now Jesus, the infant, grows up, but Jesus remains always a child at heart. The idea that the Son of Man is a child is very important. He who is his Father's only begotten Son now invites us all to become the sons and the daughters, the brothers and the sisters of this loving Father. Remember though, you must remain always a child. Jesus tells us, unless you become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because you can't understand or are unwilling to understand that the kingdom of God is not a kingdom, it's a person. Not only are we to remain as children, but Jesus adds, I am going to send you out into the world as lambs, lambs among wolves to preach the word. And we well might ask, what are we to bring with us? How do we prepare for this? Nothing is the answer. Nothing is the reply. No things. But you must bring only yourself. Only you are and what you have become. For you are the Christ bearers of God's message. You are the Christ bearers of His love. Witness to this most holy word. And let it be shouted from the rooftops. The kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of God has come among us. It is near. It is upon you. Above, the low, and all around you. And only for you to reach out and grasp it and take it to yourself and make it your very own. And what then is the stuff of this kingdom? The kingdom is not a place. The kingdom is a presence. It is the presence of the Lord God. It is the presence of the Lord God who comes Himself with His forgiveness, with His healing, and most of all, with His love. In short, the kingdom of God is not yesterday. The kingdom of God is not tomorrow. The kingdom of God is now. We, following in the footsteps of Jesus, are sent to be witnesses of this message of universal peace. A message meant not just for us to hold and be happy about. It's a message that is meant for the whole world, the whole world. And thus will the ancient prophecy finally be fulfilled. I love this. The lion shall lay down with the lamb, and the little child shall lead them. These are great mysteries. They're hidden in God, but revealed to those who learn how to love. To understand them, you must become a child. To accept them, you must reach out both hands and with a grateful heart receive them as little children receive lovely little gifts and say thank you as little children do. All we give to God, the only thing we can give Him, words, thank you. And how does the child respond to the Father? And the partners learn to leap for love. Like a little child, the child sees the and runs into the arms of God, the loving Father, who will toss you in the air and catch you in His embrace and dangle you on His knee. For now, all eternity. Jesus has said, my little children, learn from me because I am meek and humble of heart. My yoke is sweet and my burden indeed.